You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Paraná must be dancing in the streets right now, huh?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing a lot of precipitation across areas of Brazil and Argentina. Last week was a significant rain event in areas of both Argentina and southern Brazil. It's gone a little bit with a dry stretch here over the past several days, but looks to end here as another major rain event is on tap for much of the key Brazil and Argentina corn and soybean production areas coming up this weekend and the first part of next week.
So soybeans probably in pretty good shape, I would say. Whatever damage happened in Argentina and corn, probably not reversed.
Correct, and that was certainly one heck of a heat wave or several heat waves that we saw back in December and the start here of January, also very dry conditions. So, yeah, corn was likely hurt the most. Now soybeans are stabilizing, if not even improving here, since we're getting near their critical yield-sensitive pod development stage.
Are we going to be under La Nina here in the U.S. for much longer?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Dave. We've seen a dramatic weakening of La Nina over the past several weeks here, and as a result, the La Nina sea surface temperatures in the Equatorial Pacific Ocean are now kind of getting out of the weak territory. So if this continues, we might be done with La Nina over the next month or so.
What might it mean for drought-stricken areas of the U.S. then?
Well, that would mean a possible increase in precipitation. It's interesting for some of the drought-plagued southern plains. While La Nina was still at moderate strength, we did have that very active pattern in November and the first part of December. They've gone dry since then, but to get more out of La Nina, certainly that would bode well for better precip prospects in areas of the southern U.S. here over the next few months.
I mean, I look at drought monitors, and it is pretty dry in places like Iowa and Minnesota.
That's true. We've seen the drought expand north from the plains here during the fall and in the parts of this winter. Certainly, if we get into out of La Nina and into something more neutral or even start heading towards a El Nino here over the next 6 to 9 months, that would certainly increase your precip prospects in across much of the central and eastern U.S. and therefore decrease those dry pockets.
Now let's get a little look at Midwestern weather for the next week or so then.
Well, quite a bit of a roller coaster ride in temperatures. We're seeing kind of old man winter return right now with this shot of cold and some snow across northern sections of Illinois and northern Indiana. That's then going to be followed by a return of well above normal temperatures, actually by late in the weekend and the early part of next week. That looks to persist all of next week as well. So we continue to be in this warm bias pattern. Any shots of cold are very brief, not very severe. That's been the winter up to this point.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
That's Mark Russo of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter. You can do that at our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.